everybody, you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. This is Melba Moore.
In the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh god.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
well,
you.
Thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just gonna keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just teasing.
Just giving you all a chance to settle in. How is everybody doing? What's up, Pop? Thank you so much. And he's right. You are watching and listening to In the Basement with Javon and Therese on WJBR Internet Radio with our special guest tonight, none other than the legendary Evelyn Champagne King. I'm trying to tell you. That's my girl right there. Boogie down from the crown, okay? That's what's up. That's what's up. I hope everybody is feeling well and you're taking care of yourself and you're staying safe. And if you are watching on Facebook, please jump over right now to YouTube Live at WJBR Internet Radio, okay? And it is Internet Radio for the Inquisitive Mind and the Sophisticated Ear. So right now, right about now, we gotta do one for you, and I'm feeling silky smooth about it.
Fancy stuff there. I like that. What was that?
That was a song called Crystallized. It's not even a new song. It's a Frankie Knuckles.
Ah,
Yeah. Yeah. It's a song called Crystallize. I could play a little more of it if you like it.
Yeah, nice.
Let's do it. Switch it up. That was getting me into an I mood, you know?
What about the,
We can have a little background music if you like, Rezzy. We can keep the music under us. That's fine.
Happy hump day, everybody. Happy hump day, Mr. J.
Happy hump day. Hope everybody's getting a happy hump on.
Hey.
Yeah. I love this young lady right here, Kiki. Hi, Kiki.
Kiki Rodriguez.
Yeah, Rodriguez. You want to give those birthday shout-outs?
Okay, so it looks like we got a shout-out to Lloyd Parks, the original member of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Okay, now one of my faves. And it looks like one of my, today was Malcolm Jamal Warner's birthday. That's known as C.O. Huxtable, Cosby Show, Malcolm McGee or Malcolm McEddy. Musician, writer, yes, producer, absolutely, and good guy. And of course, we have the infamous and iconic, legendary Sarah Dash of Lavelle fame.
Absolutely.
Inductee of the Hall of Fame, New Jersey Hall of Fame musician session. Happy birthday to every one of you.
Yeah.
Musical season, that's right. Nice.
Yeah, there's that.
Happy holidays, Silky Smooth.
How you doing, Resi Poo?
I'm good today. Good day. Had a good full day today. Super, super busy. And got it all done before this storm hits us.
Yeah.
Is it gray out where you are?
No, it's rather pink with white ceilings.
That's good. Wish I had that here. Pink, you said?
Yeah, it's like a pale pink.
Okay.
Pale pink. It's the way we found it, and yep, I kept it that way.
Oh, powder puff pink.
Yep. I think it's time though for me to get it together. Like I always say I'm gonna repaint it, but I am on a new mission.
Uh oh.
I'm still going through DVDs, by the way. I'm still looking at movies, but I am on a declutter mission.
Oh, now that's an interesting one. I could possibly join you there a little bit, but only in my basement. But I, you know, sometimes decluttering to me means if I have not seen it or touched it in a year, then it goes in the trash. I don't look at it.
In a year, that's all you got? That's the best you got? I found some stuff just on 2013. Cards I had not mailed out.
Are they filled out?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just didn't. There was a stamp on it and everything. I'm like,
oh.
Just never made it out the basement. Not everything does, you know, make it out of the basement. Yeah. And just all kinds of things like receipts and scripts from shows that I produced. Like I must have started hoarding stuff in 2012, 2013, because that's where most of the stuff came from.
Uh-huh.
In this one particular spot. I am now interested in going deeper. That could get scary, though. You know?
Oh, boy.
You never know what you're going to find. It's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah. See, then you may be convinced to keep it because it'll have some...
Yeah, most of it, I mean, most of it, not all of it. Some of it is just stuff. It's like email addresses, you know? Like if I find your email address in that pile, and if I am not emailing you now, I need to throw that email address away because guess what? I don't even remember your name. I don't remember why I have your email address. I don't remember who you are.
That's when we were writing things?
That's when I was writing. Yeah, I used to write things.
Would you say Z? Time warp.
Word. I mean, that's when I was writing songs too. I mean, I found one good song. I was like, this is really, until I got to the end and I was like, Javon, see, that's why your shit stay on the shelf, because you ain't never had no sense, not even then. It started out like a really romantic, like, I see you in the distance sort of song. I don't know, I don't have it like in front of me or else I would read it, like the lyrics. But then it ends up grimy, it creepy. You know, I was like, oh, there goes Miss McCreepy. Yep, I certainly must have written that. I don't remember writing it, but that has my stamp on it.
Your stamp of a creepy approval.
You know, yep, there goes Miss McCreepy. That's the problem. And the song Losing My Motherfucking Mind that I wrote, I think it's Misty J calls it the stalker song. She's like, yeah, more stalker songs.
Oh, God. Hilarious.
It's to me, it's a great song, you know. I mean, but it is a bit creepy.
Is there a window in the basement? I don't remember.
Oh, right. Pop asked that question. Yeah, there's a window. It stays closed with the shades drawn. But there's a window.
Does it bring light now, natural light?
Not much.
Is it like, it's probably underneath the house then?
It's not under the house, but where the base of it sits on the patio. So you're getting low light.
Gotcha.
Next up on Hoarders, Silky Smooth, J. Rula, none other than Javon.
Have you ever watched that show, Hoarders?
Yes. Okay, so full disclosure, I went to a barbecue to hang out with some friends, right? I got out.
Yeah.
Hello, LaVon. How about we start with hello? How about we start with hello?
Hey, y'all. Can we... Hey, babe.
Oh, there it is. Hey, y'all. Oh, my God. You're a hoarder, too? Yeah. God. So, yeah. So, I went to this barbecue, and there was this beautiful young lady who has to come on this show. We have to have her on the show. I sit down. There's a bench, and there's some, you know, people sitting at the bench, my friends, my buds, whatever. And the young lady is the daughter of one of my friends, but, like, I don't know this young lady really well at all. I mean, I think I've seen her at one function. Probably she's all of 24 years old, so I, you know, never really had a conversation with her. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's ever hung out with me, and if Cheryl's there, they'll know that Cheryl goes off by herself and doesn't talk to many people unless she feels like it or whatever. But anyway, I digress. This young lady starts talking about how, you know, she's she likes to read tarot cards and so forth and so on. So she was very intelligent and very articulate. So, you know, we love the youth. So we're engaging her. And we're like, okay, you have some tarot cards. You want to do your little tarot cards, whatever. She said, I didn't bring my tarot cards because I thought I might have a drink, and I don't like to, you know, do tarot cards when I have a drink. So, but if somebody has a deck of cards, I can do it from a deck of cards. I don't even need, you know, like tarot cards. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So somebody gives her a deck of cards, and she starts saying some true stuff about one of my buddies at the table that I know is some true stuff. And I'm like, ooh, she's good. And then she starts talking to another friend of mine, and I'm like, oh, dang, she got y'all. But I'm thinking to myself, she probably knows them because they're closer to the friend who is her mother, her parent, parental assistant is what I like. Then she said, okay, you're up next. Don't be scared. I'm like, I'm not scared, baby. It's all right. You know, I'm good. And she said, you have to empty your wallet. You have to empty your wallet right now. I said, what do you mean empty my wallet? She said, if you keep carrying around all the junk that you have in your wallet, you will not have room for the blessing that's trying to fill your wallet. She said, do you have a wallet on you right now? I said, yeah. She said, pull out your wallet and just, you don't have to show me what's in your wallet, but start emptying the things that have no value. So everybody's, you know, we're all at the table. I pull out my wallet. Big Daddy wallet. I'm pulling out all this. It was nothing. They said, we're going to have to get you a bag for that. They got me a cellophane bag that was like this. And how all that paper fit into my wallet. Wow. So, yeah. Deep. And then she started telling me some other stuff. And I was like, okay, I knew you had them, you know, but now you reading me. So yeah. And then she got Little Miss Cheryl, and she was, you know, right there too. But I told her, I said, look, if you talk to that one over there, you know, if you don't tell her to start asking people to work around the house or anything, okay.
So out of all the people that she read, so to speak, it was all accurate information, including yourself?
Including myself. There was one thing that I'm like, I didn't like hearing. So, you know, some things you don't want to hear. So you don't, you know, like, however, the long story short, because it could, you know, I could make a short story long. I left there understanding that, and a lot of what she was saying was that I have to declutter. She said, if I go home and go through all of that stuff, I'm going to find some gems. I'm going to find some jewels. She told me that I need to start really focusing on my creative stuff again. I dance around it, but I don't focus on it. She said that I should really do that, and I should sing more. I was like, in front of people? But I didn't say that out loud. I just thought that. I'm like, I'm singing. But she was like, you know, it has to do with music and your creative, whatever creative stuff. You know, she wasn't really specific. What did she say? She said something about me hoarding, and then really encouraged me to free up stuff. She said, the one thing you don't want is this is what she said, Rez. You're going to know exactly what it was too. She said, the last thing you want is for this to happen to you again, where you ask for a blessing and you're not ready for it, so it's pulled back. I said, what are you talking? She said, you know exactly what I'm talking about. In her young 24-year-old self way. That was kind of deep, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, because my mind went right there, but one thing I don't like to do, like if someone claims to be psychic or a reader or whatever, I don't like to give them anything. I'm not giving you that, but tell me about my mother. I'm not doing that. I'm not giving you anything to feed off of. How I sat down and then I started thinking about it, because I was like, did she see my ass when I walked by in a big wallet? And, you know, like, how did she know I had this Big Daddy wallet, you know? But I thought about it, and there's no way she could have saw my wallet before I sat down. And there's nobody, including nobody in this house, who would know what's in it, you know? So it's really, really groovy, man.
That's interesting.
Yeah. A lot of fun. But she also inspired me to cleaning up some stuff, you know, like start throwing away some stuff, start looking into stuff. And she said, you know, if you start going through all those, if you look, you're going to find something good. There's something good right under your nose, but you have to clean up. That's all. You have to throw away a lot of stuff, and you're going to see it.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I hope it's not a dirty song I wrote.
Oh, Well, I hope you find whatever it is you're supposed to find.
Me too. Happiness in the bag.
Blue indigo children. What's that?
What is that? Oh, blue indigo. I heard of that before.
Blue indigo children?
Yeah. Children who make an agreement to be born something. I don't remember. But am I on the right track, Gabby? Can you just write out what it means? But blue indigo children has to do with people who are seers who are born to do something, I think. But yeah, that was really fun. So I asked her if she, you know, would be interested to come on the show, because when Simone came on, people tend to really like that sort of thing. Why not?
Speaking of barbecues, I ran into one of our favorite DJs, female Missy Bowles.
Oh, Missy, yes.
And to Missy. And, you know, we rapped for a minute. You know, that's my Libra sister. It was good to see her. You know, it's so funny just seeing, this was a private party, and walk in and see Missy. I was like, hey, so I know it's going to be a good day because she plays.
Yeah, she's good. Good people, too.
Yeah, for sure.
She didn't tell you. Because once I had actually ran into her, she was DJing a wedding of a friend of mine. So me and her started chatting it up, and I said, "Oh, you should come through the show."
She shared.
She did share?
She did.
I forgot all about it. Actually, Therese, in all honesty, and I apologize, Missy, if you're watching, but that was the week my dad was in the hospital. He was dying. And so everything that I didn't even want to really, as much as I was only there at the wedding because I love my friends so much that I really needed to be there physically to support them. But I felt bad and guilty. I felt like I should have been in the hospital, even though he didn't die that day. But he was really not doing well. I was a wreck. So forgive me. It wasn't my heart.
No, I don't think she's on that. You know, I just told her we'd check in with her and try to secure some dates.
Yeah. We'll have her come through.
Yeah. Good DJ. She did, and she did just that. They alternated between the live band and the DJs, and, you know, of course, it was an amazing. It was actually a beautiful, beautiful party. Yeah. I don't go out to too many parties that way these days for obvious reasons. And, you know, if I go, I mean, I'm really very, it was an outdoor event, which is one of the reasons why I said, okay, that's a better look for me than an indoor or anything.
Absolutely. We haven't come out of it.
No. And, you know, I think that you'll be hearing a lot of new news where these vaccinations are concerned. Mm. And you'll hear a lot of new news about new variants that the vaccinations
have caused.
So, you know, I started my day off very, very early today. And I did some grounding in the morning. And in that, you know, it helps me set not only my intention, it also helps me set just the vibe of whatever happens out there in the world today, particularly if I have to go do meetings or whatever it is, I'm going to remain in a certain space. So I ask for what I need, you know, from the universe, from the powers that, you know, my guides, to be able to set and go out in the day. And as I was, and I don't even know how this happened, because as I got in my car, you know, I had 1010 on, and that was the last thing I must have been listening to the last time I was in it. And I try not to do a whole lot of driving either, you know, which, you know, when I check my mileage in the car, I only have like 6,000 miles on my car, you know, which was, Yeah, because I got it right before the pandemic. And I just literally, like, 2020, I tried not to drive too many places, you know, particularly after I started working from home. So it just kind of said a lot. Well, a lot came to me this morning.
Okay, you know? So hold that thought and let's peel that onion.
Uh-oh. Love to, something like that reminds me of old school Batman.
Exactly.
just to actually recap that, Blue Indigo children are children believed to possess unusual and sometimes supernatural traits and abilities. And the idea is based on concepts developed in 1970s by Nancy Ann Tapp, further developed by Carol, by Lee Carroll and Joan Tober. All right.
Joan Tober, yeah.
Okay, cool and beans. And we please, okay, yes, I did hear that, Mr. J. And it's true. And, you know, I just thought about all of the things that it sets up. Because sometimes in the midst of all of the fear and the movement and the craze, beyond that is where we settle long term. And, you know, I've always been a marathon person. So when you give me all of this up front, my brain always does this amazing thing to say, okay, long term, what could or would that mean, you know? And being forced to do anything doesn't sit right with too many people, you know? And certainly being forced out of fear doesn't sit right with too many people. And then particularly for people who are, yeah, exactly. But particularly for if there are no repercussions for you if you do it, you know, because, you know, you have, like, that's like me saying you're going to get in a ring with me and I have immunity on anything I do to you in there. So I'm 20 feet tall, 400 pounds. So you're going to get in the ring with me and whatever I do to you in there, I'm covered. You, however, are not. You can't sue me. You can't do anything. I'm completely protected. And you tend to get people, you think it's such as life, people that are protected. You know, it's not, if I don't have to worry about lawsuits and retaliation, then I'm basically doing anything because there's nothing that can happen to me, you know, as a result from it. But beyond that, you know, they're talking some science now, and they've gotten some heavy hitters involved in it, and it doesn't feel good, you know. And I don't want to carry, like I know a lot of you don't want to carry, the anxiety of it all, you know, in your daily, in your house, and by your house I mean your body, you know. And we're right back to things that we have been talking about: self care, you know, sleep, the power of saying no. You know, the power of saying yes, you know, just a lot of things came up and as to not feel overwhelmed, you know. And that was it for me, you know. I just I moved on out in the world, had a great day. And as a result, for me asking, a friend of mine calls me later on and she goes, what are you doing Friday? And I said, well, I only have this, but one thing that I had to do Friday got postponed until the following week. So I'm open. Why? What's going on? And just like that, she introduced some self-care. Hey, do you want to go do X, Y, and Z? Because we can do X, Y, and Z. And then, you know, and I said, yeah, that sounds good. You know, and you know, she's that friend that you can have in your home and you don't have to entertain her.
Yeah.
Or most people love her. You don't have to keep checking on her. She's cool, whatever, you know where the fridge is, you know where the bathroom is, you're good. That's it. I could be anywhere in the house and she's just there. So it's a good time. You know, there's no obligation to do anything. It's just be. And that's it. Exactly. Per the CDC website. It has experiment. Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely. And they are saying that because of the press on vaccinations, that it's creating its own variant. And yeah, we know. I mean, I think we're clear by now that we are in a clinical trial.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, and they're saying that, you know, nothing could be approved until 2024.
And now they're talking about another shot, a booster.
Well, yeah, the booster that, you know, that's supposed to be structured after. They're all experimental situations, you know. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and people, and I'm not pro or against, you know. I'm just in a space where, you know, smart decisions have to come out of a lot of things. And I think your body and, you know, and you're mostly what I'm concerned about beyond the jab is HIPAA going out the window, you know, and your right to medical privacy going out the window.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Because if you're flashing around your medical information, you know,
yeah,
to randoms, that's what we're doing. Mm. Like, meaning I want to go to a restaurant in New York and I got to show my medical information. Interesting. No tea, no shade, but my medical information. To a host? Like, when have we done that?
Yeah, it's craziness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And I agree. So unconstitutional, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But that's not without penalty if they get caught. I happen to know that. Only because, you know, I've been in situations where people have breached HIPAA and I have skirted them right to where they needed to call and start suit. I don't play there, you know, at all, not with HIPAA. The population I worked with was immunocompromised, and they'll tell you right on top of the New York State release, you know, what to do and who to call and how, you know.
And Gabby, I'm with you. I'm learning how to not make myself sick when I cook.
Not make yourself sick.
Yeah. I'm not the best cook.
Well, I mean, you start with fundamentals.
Well, that's what I was told. And then the egg exploded. Then it was all over the place. Then...
The egg exploded? What did you have it in? Don't say microwave.
Yeah.
You put a raw egg in the microwave?
Yes.
Okay. That's technique. It's just, you know, like certain things don't go in a microwave. Aluminum foil, clearly eggs, champagne bottles, and, you know, anything that you, you know. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I just don't go out, basically. I just try to stay home, and I was doing really good, but you know, you can't keep everybody in.
Poor Silky.
Hashtag poor Silky.
Poor Silky.
Aw, wah,
wah, wah. We gotta get outside, and you know, and outside doesn't. I don't care if it's out in your back porch or your front porch.
Right.
I need to watch grass these days. You know, grass and anything that's, you know, buggy. But what I did find, my joy. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Watermelon with seeds. Oh my gosh.
What do you mean it's your joy? Tell us about it.
I happen to be an avid lover of watermelon.
Yes.
But I stopped eating it because it's a lot of times you go into places and it doesn't have seeds. Seeds are not a convenience, good people. All of your fruit and vegetables do not need to be, what do you call it? you know, chemically done in a lab. Real fruit has seeds in it. Watermelon particularly has seeds in it. So anytime you hybrid, that's the word I was looking for. Like, you know, there are a lot of fruit and vegetables that they create in a laboratory. And seedless is not fruit. It is a copy of something that we love for mass production.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? I done found me some seedless lemons and just thought that they would have cast me out.
No, they are the...
They are facsimile thereof.
Facts.
Ain't
facts.
That a trip? Back to plucking out the seeds, y'all.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, you need the seeds. Seeds are life, absolutely. And it's real fruit with the seeds. So I found watermelon, big ones, big, juicy, sweet ones with seeds. You know, and I was super happy, and I understood this particular vendor goes south to get their watermelons, and they come back in this big truck, and he has those, and he has the yellow watermelon as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just real homegrown, farm-grown fruit. That's all we're asking for. Now, it's a little more than I remember. This is like $15 to $20 a pop. But I will be, but to have it, like I cut one in half, sliced up pieces, and when I just, you know, when I tasted it, oh my, okay, this guy on Lenox Avenue near 135th Street.
I know that place, Pop. I know that corn, well, yeah. It's been a while, but.
Thank you, Pop, because this place that I went to is in Queens. I was going to say Long Island, but it's actually Queens. Yeah, they even make fake rice is actually, and it's actually plastic. You know, you got to be careful with that white rice, too. It is actually has plastic in it, and it's not good.
No, that doesn't sound good. Sounds like something I would cook, but yeah.
Yeah, real thing. Yep, they never lied. Absolutely. And it does your body so much different. He sells fast. Yeah, I imagine. I imagine he does, you know.
I remember,
Yeah, and he has an abundance of fruit or just watermelon? Then we go outside and spit the seeds at your neighbors. You know, it's, yes. You know, we were talking about Mo and I after we got the watermelon. I was cutting it down there today, and we're talking about the difference between like people from that are raised with Southern and Northern sensibilities, and how it was blasphemous to eat anything on your front porch in the South. That was just unheard of, you know. And if you had people or parents from the South and moved up here, you could not do that here either. But the back area, you know, with some newspaper and you can just how far you could spit the watermelon seeds, it was on. It was absolutely on. And you can replant the seeds, you know, do things. And watermelon juice is good. I'm so happy because as soon as it gets cold enough, I'm going to go take a little of my salt, bing, 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 sea salt, and suck it down.
Yeah, when I used to live in the city, I used to every now and then go by the food truck. What food truck am I thinking of? I don't know. The fruit truck. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I need to stop more because I've run into them. But this guy had, when I pulled up, I was like, oh, I'm in heaven. So I said, is every one of these watermelons out here, did they all have seeds? And he was like, well, yeah, don't all watermelon have seeds? And
nope.
I was like, no, sir, they don't.
Don't they, Pop, don't they sell crab also out there?
Ooh.
In that truck? Like on the same, like it was nearby. I feel like there was also.
Ooh. But you know, the thing about that, LaVon, is they don't know that they're weird practices. Like, you know, I could go into it, and that's very true. And people don't understand you got to keep food at certain temperatures. You just cannot have stuff laid out in the sun, particularly things with mayonnaise. You know, you have to keep things warmed. You have to keep.
So wait a minute. Potato salad is not supposed to be orange?
Potato salad is not, well, that's just obviously too much mustard or something else, you know, but it's not supposed to be warm.
And it's not supposed to be white, I don't think.
Well, it's supposed to have a nice hue of yellow.
Yeah, you know, from the egg. From the eggs, right? You put eggs in it?
No, from the, you know, well, you have a couple of things in there. You've got relish, you've got mustard, you've got mayonnaise. You know, you have a few, you know, some people like eggs, some people don't, depends. But what it's not supposed to be is left out of the barbecue table.
Right. Sometimes they'll put it in a bowl of ice. But that doesn't work either because only the potato salad on the bottom stays cold.
And you have a lot of, when you have people in and out of things, you know, you just have to be careful. You just have to be very careful because it doesn't take but a hot second for a temperature to change and a bacteria to form, and that is it. And it can taste wonderful, but.
I'm going to say this, and I'm only going to say it once. If a lot of people have been in and out of things, I don't want it, no matter how good it tastes.
Facts.
All right.
You know, one of the things I appreciated about this barbecue I went to, they had servers, and the only people that were using the forks going in was the server. You know, only thing the guests had to do was hold their plate. You know, so you didn't have a ton of people breathing over stuff. The things were covered. They were the actual sternal setups, and not, you know, just the aluminum foil with, you know, not the bootleg. You know, they had the actual caps on them. The food was hot. It wasn't warm. It was hot. And the cold stuff was cold.
Cold. I feel that. Everybody, you are listening to and watching In the Basement with Javon and Therese. And the views, information, or opinions expressed during In the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio, which is Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. And there are a couple of people watching this show right now. I see you on my Facebook page. Please go to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio, and click subscribe. Watch the live show and click subscribe. We'll wait. We'll be still talking, but we'll wait.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited about our guest today.
Can I tell you that she's one of my favorite people to talk to? She really is. She is good people, just a good spirit. Just, I mean, she's funny. I was working, you know, doing the day job, and she called me, and I was busy, and I was like, hello, who's this? And she said, it's Evelyn. I said, Evelyn who? She said, oh, there's another one. I was like, oh, okay, my bad. No, there's not another one. There's no other one. It's only you. It's only you. That's my girl. She's good people. Good spirit.
Nice, man. I tell you, I remember wearing a hole. Do you hear me? Shame is one of my all-time favorites, period. Hands down to this day, it is still one of my favorites. And it's also, I was going to share, I think may have mentioned this last week, that I was contemplating whether or not I wanted to share something with her personal, and I think I won, you know, on that.
Yeah, I think you should, because it's a part of the flowers. Whatever it is, if it's good vibes, it's good feels, it's flowers, you know. And you know what? Let's play a little stuff from Bubbles right now. Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, talk about swirling. What?
You know?
Take me on your, and I dance up the way that I feel.
Come on, the shape.
Ladies and gentlemen, Evelyn, the Champagne King. How you doing, lady?
I'm good. I feel better now hearing some music.
Yes, yes, that's what's up. Music.
Y'all gonna laugh. I just don't make fun of me, but I was napping.
That's
I took
okay.
a power nap, and my husband said, "Wife, don't you have any views?"
Welcome to the show.
I ran.
Listen, nap or bomb. I don't know what you talk about.
Well, hello, Therese. How are you?
Oh, nice to make your acquaintance, Queen.
Nice to meet you as well. Hey, Javon.
You know what?
Javon or Javon?
It's Javon, but however you like to say it tonight, today, you know, it's up to you. It's just, you know,
Javon.
I'm good. You know, I'm good with it. You know where we from, right?
The Bronx.
You know that's right.
Down.
All day, all night.
Proud of it.
You know that.
I'm very proud to be from the Bronx.
That's what's up.
A lot of good comes from the Bronx. You don't realize it.
This is true. And a lot of people think that you are from Philly. Why is
Well,
that?
I went to Philly when I was 12.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, I mean, I know I'm from both places. I'm from West Philadelphia, but I'm born, what's inside my heart and blood is Bronx, and I'm proud of that.
There's
nothing wrong with being from the hood. You just don't have to be hood.
How about that? How about that?
Oh, you know it is time to be hood, though. Believe me, I know.
I was just going to say, number one, a little sprinkle of hood just comes in handy.
Yeah, I had to bring it a little bit to Cali. I've been in Cali now 30 years.
Wow.
So I'm here longer now. Everybody calls me, oh, yeah, you're a Valley girl. I'm like, when I want to be, I know I have to put on that classy hat and go, you know, to Beverly Hills or do what I have to do, but I know where I'm from. I'm from the Bronx.
That's right. That's what's up. And you know what? There's something about us Bronx folk. You know, no matter where we end up on the map, it's still with us. It comes with us.
Yes.
A part of it.
They recognize it too.
Yeah.
They say some antsy things sometimes here in Cali at me. But I'm like, you know, I just brush it off. Because they go, you must not be from here. Well, no. First of all, I have a lot more air inside.
Mm. Ooh, say that then.
Air.
Yeah.
Some of them, I'm not saying all. You know, I live in Cali. I don't want to get beat down out here by myself. No, but it's a lot of airheads when I first moved here.
Right.
I encountered, but I didn't befriend them because that's not who I am.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I'm real as they come. Hey, we watch our back. We watch our front. That's the Bronx. We watch everything.
This is it. And we watch out for one another. That's
exactly.
That's just
Philly
how we
too now. I mean, I got the Philly in me. You just got to know where you come from. Don't act like you don't know where you come from. Believe me, there's so many of us that are from the hood that don't want to mention that. You know, and they think that, you know, everybody's bad, you know, when you're from hood.
Right.
The hood. You're from the hood. You know, my husband is from a little town.
Nice.
You know, he said, yeah, well, I guess it's hood. Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, but beyond all that, I am so glad to be here in your presence. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so happy to have you.
Yes.
Oh, we got something for you later on, but
okay.
For right now, we're gonna do just, you know, a little talking about you.
Okay.
And before we go back to how it all started, because I was trying to I think maybe last week or the week before I was talking about you. And I was talking about your story of how you were discovered, but I'm going to let you tell that story. But before we get into all of that, yeah, I know, right? Ain't you tired of it? But everybody doesn't know it. And, you know, it's really, really a great story. But since I brought it up, damn, maybe we should. But before we do.
Yes, I might as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the true thing is, I know that, like I had used to tell everyone, you know, that you got to believe in yourself, first of all. Growing up, I had, we had Amajawa, King Amajawa.
Mm-hmm.
I had six brothers and an older sister.
And my parents would always make us, we had a basement. We would go down to the basement or probably, I think it was in the living room or the basement. We could do both. But they wanted us to perform because they know that that's what was instilled in us. Mm-hmm. I listened to Linda Jones, Chaka Khan, Stevie Wonder, Patti LaBelle, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. I listened to the greats. And I mainly sang a lot of balladeer kind of things. So my dad would always say, yeah, my baby's going to be a balladeer. So hearing that, mm-hmm. I would love hearing, you know, slow songs, very standard ballads from Sam Cooke, Nat King Cole. You know, my dad also sang with the Harptones as a tenor part-time. You know, when they needed a tenor singer, he would, you know, come in sometimes. And then Uncle Avon, Bubbling Brown Sugar, Avon Long, yeah. which was my uncle. You know, they both have passed on, but it's all still instilled in me to do a performance, and be it act on stage, being, you know, being the person you are and singing and giving them what they want to hear, or just dancing around and bringing people in, you know, closer to you like they're in your living room. And that's what I always did. But when I was little, I was five, my dad also took me to the Apollo Theater with him. And instead of getting up there to sing, I got up there and rolled my belly. So it was like, I'm going to do something. And what he told me, he said, I wanted you to perform a little bit, like sing a little bit for them, but you rolled your tummy. So I appreciated that. And then it was like, okay, that's enough for you. But I always wanted to be either an actress. Singer was first, actress, DJ was second.
Okay.
Because we had our little cassette, you know, player back then, you know, the cassette tapes and everything. I had my own little radio station.
Nice.
And it was called WDYD. Why do you disco? When I got a little older, I was like, I'm going to be a DJ. And I love to talk on the music. You know how they, back in the day, they talked with the music and introduced the artists. I had a good time doing stuff like that. But King Amateur Hour was my life because it started off the same way you see like the Michael Jackson story, or, you know, those stories with families of music mm-hmm. and musicians. Mm-hmm. All of that was in there. Bass player, trumpeter, trumpet player, kunga player, singer. My sister played timbales as well. Mm-hmm. And bass player. I mean, it was a drummer,
right?
You know, yeah, everything was in the family. And I play kunga, but I got it from my brother, Eric. It was like, you know, I can play that too. You know, I wanted them to know. I started playing. But when Shame came out, I was just like, okay, all I have to do is just copy that and just play it so I can perform it instead of them thinking, oh, she don't really play an instrument. So I was like, oh, I'll show you. I know rhythm. You know, I got that rhythm. So here I am, but at 14 years old, while in Philadelphia, went to West Philly High, very proud to say. Hi, Philly, by the way.
Okay.
Of course, I got to say hi to the Bronx. What y'all
you
do.
Know that's what's up. You know that's what's up.
I love you all, and I appreciate your love and support all these almost 44 years.
Wow, look at that.
Celebrate next year the first entrance of Shame.
Wow.
So it's amazing. It's amazing. But I got discovered while I was with my mom. I went in with her one night, my mom and dad. My dad was maintenance, and my mom was a cleaning woman. Now, mind you, sometimes she would answer the phones if no one was there, you know, help out a little bit. But it was at Philly International, Gamble and Huff. Yes, no one was supposed to be there. My mom said, get in and get out. You're just going to, you know, clean up, get in, get out. I got paid, you know, we work, you get paid.
Right.
So I was happy about that. I'm going to get paid. So I'm with mom and dad too. Now, my mom hummed everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
She would just, you know, you would hear that back in the day from your grandmoms to your moms,
yeah.
You know, just humming while they work, cook, clean, whatever. My mom would hum. I just decided, hey, no one's here, so I can sing a little bit, you know, and I'm just singing. While I was in the men's room, but all of a sudden, this tall, dark, and handsome man walks up. No one's supposed to be there. Theodore Life is his name. Everyone knows him now. T-Life, we call him.
Yes.
T-Life walks in, and he's like, you know, he heard something, but he thought it was amazing. He must have thought it was amazing because he found my mother in the hallway and asked her, you know, was I singing and who is that and blah, blah, blah. They went on whatever they were saying because I wasn't there. But he came back around to me and he just heard me singing again some more while I was vacuum cleaning the hallway.
Hmm.
So he goes, one day I'm going to make you a star. Those are the words I heard because it was like, that was when the air came out of my head.
and you were singing, what song was that? A Change Is Gonna Come.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Kept backing me.
Uh-oh.
Like, I don't know this guy. Who's this man? You know. And then my parents, you know, just, you know, they talked to him. Something went on. 2 weeks, about 2 weeks, he introduced me to John Fitch Reuben Cross, the writers of A Song Shame.
Mm.
They all got together. They incorporated Shame together. And here I am. And I'm so proud that I was able to sing down the melody for them. And they were just like, T-Life said, that's a hit. You know, T-Life is very firm. T-Life, even though he's from Philly, he reminds me of a New Yorker. You know, he has both in him.
Wrong.
You know,
yeah.
East Coast. He's East Coast.
And you know, you were how old when Shame
was
recorded?
Going on 15.
Okay.
When I got discovered.
Okay. So,
and when I recorded it, I was going on 15.
Okay. So
14 going on 15.
Uh-huh.
A little interesting point here. First of all, and I could tell that you have some modesty in your spirit, but Shame didn't just get released. It exploded. Okay. It was a grenade that went off in 77, okay?
Yes. And due to my LGBTQ. Is that right? The Q in there?
Yeah, that's Q. That's Q.
Yeah. But
my gay fans, I mean, they loved it.
Oh,
it was so fast. I was shocked.
Oh, Evelyn, I know. I know. It exploded. And what was even more captivating was that we thought initially that it was a grown, older, heavy set. You know, like all those belters
they
back
did.
Were just,
they did.
Those voices were just, you know, when you saw them, you knew. And nobody, not until it started to, you guys started to run press on that, when they told us it was a 16-year-old, like I couldn't believe it.
I know the funny
14
thing,
going on 15.
Yes. The funny part about it, though, when I did all, we remember all of the TV shows back then, you know, the talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
We had Dinah Shore.
Mm-hmm.
We had... Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin,
mm-hmm.
Clark, all of those shows.
Yep.
They were looking for me while I was standing right in front of them because they was asking my parents, you know, well, can you bring Evelyn out? It was comical, a lot of the shows I did, because I would stand right next to Merv Griffin, right next to Mike Douglas, right next to Dinah Shore, and she would go, oh, and then she would go, Bubbles, I know they call you Bubbles. I love the way she said that. Love the way she said it. But I'll never forget all of those shows where they were looking for me to be a 30-year-old at least, and very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I would just, and you can look back on it. I know y'all probably don't believe it. Me talking now is different than hearing this.
I'm right here.
That was the way I talked. I was very shy. Believe it or not, I was very shy. Even though I was a class clown in school. Yeah, I passed. But I was I'm not ashamed to say I would get everybody else in trouble. I would play cards. I would fix my desk. I would bring my dad's tools to school. I was a tomboy. I brought my dad's kits of, you know, the tools. He would look for them. I would be fixing my desk and everybody else that needed a fix. I knew what I had to do. That was just the way I was. It was just me. You couldn't. My personality is what you see. It's, you know, you ever meet is just going to be me. You can't change what's embedded in me. And it came from my mom and dad because we had fun-loving, nutty parents.
Where did Bubbles, who named you Bubbles? And
my mom. She said I had blown spit bubbles as a baby. So, of course, champagne came later on when I was saying, wait, you know, we're going to change the name. Champagne sounds good to me, but we didn't think about it yet, right? But Bubbles would not work in the middle because I'm not stripping for no one if I ever got married. I said that. I said I will never strip for anyone unless I got married and I'd strip for my husband. I would strip for nobody else. So Bubbles is not going in the middle because that's what people would probably expect. Bubble, you know, because I used to hear all the names. I wasn't naive to name. You know, you heard the names that the strippers have. Bubbles is a lot of them. So I just no. Champagne was decided by T-Life, Mom, and Dad. They just huddled together, and they thought it just sounded more appropriate. You know, I was of age, you know, to have a grown-up name, and people can relate to it, and it matched with the bubbly personality, and here it is. It remains.
14, 15 years old, shame explodes on the dance floor, and you probably didn't get into a lot of clubs that you may have been singing in.
I was actually singing in clubs at 14 in the local band. I was in a local band in Philly before I became Evelyn Champagne King. Very proud to say that because I enjoyed it.
Nice.
I enjoyed being, you know, you be the person that you are no matter what. And I had that in the band, you know, all of those things that would go on, you know, being in clubs and all. They didn't expect me to be in there, but I had to because I was the thing. I was one of the singers. It was me and another lady singer. Her name is Debbie, by the way. No, okay. Debbie, if you're still out there, you know, I just pray that you're okay and your family. Yep. Debbie Pitts, I think it was.
This is what I was trying to show right here.
Oh, that's one of my favorite pictures. One of my favorite pictures.
Yes.
As my husband says, I still got that button nose and the braids are still going on. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with this. Cause it's keeping my hair.
See,
my hair happy.
Well, I'll share. I contemplated sharing this because it's a little personal.
Uh-oh.
But I will say, no, it's good personal. There are Phil Simon was a dear friend.
Oh, I love Simon.
Yeah. And one of our feel good songs that we had together just happened to be Shame.
Really?
And the funnier part about it is, for those who may not know, she had a huge sense of humor.
Yes, she did.
So she could be anywhere, and when you would hear the chords, like, and a lot of times it was just around the house we'd play, and we would both go into our comedy routine, and just and Shame would be our go-to song for that.
Thanks for sharing that. I didn't know that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I got to meet her because of that. So. That was an honor. And I'm telling you, the first thing I thought of, which is very comical, was, you know what, I must be a shrimp because this woman was so tall. And here I would have on heels, you know. So it was like, wait, I put on heels, you know, just to make sure I could. Hi, Phil, it's nice to meet you. That didn't work, though. But she had a sense of humor, yes. And she did, she talked to me for a little bit, you know, and just meeting her. Mm-hmm. And all I felt was warmth from her, but I did know, I guess, I don't know what her sign was, but
cancer.
I felt, okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. I felt, and I never knew until you just said so, a sense of the same vibe as far as your personality, of the way you feel about things.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt that we would be very, very close if we would have known each other longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The reason why, not just because of that, and I didn't even know, like I said, I didn't know her sign, but her sensitivity, she was very sensitive.
Absolutely.
And passionate.
Absolutely.
And cared very much about others.
And particularly our folk.
Ancestors are like that.
Particularly our folk, you know.
Yes.
I had a love affair with wanting to make sure that Black folk were okay. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to. Who's going to do that other than us? We know
this
what we stand for, what we're about,
yes.
And the trials and tribulations we go through. So.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, can talk about it.
But Shame was one of her faves, you know.
That is so nice to know. I did not know that. That means a lot. Thanks for sharing that, Therese.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you.
But you just had hit after once upon a time, you couldn't turn on the radio without Evelyn Champagne King on it.
You know what? I'm not bragging, but I'm still hearing it.
Yeah,
it's true. It's
but
true.
I can't listen. I don't hardly listen to myself.
It's
that's
true.
Just me. I'm a rock. I listen to rock. Don't laugh, y'all. I listen to rock and roll. I listen to country from time to time. But I listen to rock while I'm cleaning or doing other things. I listen to smooth jazz because my husband is really a smooth jazz. What else I listen to?
Please give Freddie Fox our love.
I sure will. I sure will. He's downstairs chilling with his guitar. So that way I can leave him alone while he lets me do my job.
Oh, okay. Right. All right now.
If you want to say hi, he'll pop in.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Now, you formed this super group, and I'm the super group of vocalists, the First Ladies of Disco?
No.
No?
No.
That wasn't you?
No. I was in it. Right. I didn't form it.
Okay. Gotcha.
That was James Washington.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
James Washington, which is Martha Wash's manager.
Yes.
Okay.
He formed it, and he put us all three together. But we didn't call ourselves a group because we had our own individual. We wanted everyone to make sure that it was just First Ladies of Disco. He was trying to bring us together, bring women together that he felt that had their individuality, you know, of talent and their own songs. And then can bring a song together or two or whatever, you know, we would make together. Mm-hmm. And it worked perfectly. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love them both. Linda Clifford is a ham.
Moth
is a ham. I mean, they don't play. They don't bite their tongues with no one.
Mm-hmm.
They're very real. Mm-hmm. They're very serious. And they love what they do. And you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it. You can hear it. And the vibe with them is just, we just had so much fun together. But it was time for me to move on. And now we have, forgot her name, but she used to be with Chic.
Okay.
Jeannie, isn't her name Jean something?
Jean. Ooh, we got to get it right.
This is bad. This is bad because
we'll get it right. Somebody will find it online.
Yeah, I'm supposed to know the answer to that.
But yeah.
You ladies.
He's trying to make sure that we're all heard. But it really started from James Arena, which is
author
of the book, First Ladies of Disco.
Okay.
And they just put together, I think they put their heads together to just say, hey, let's make this, turn this into a entertainment for the fans. So, and each of us have our own fans, but at the same time, we were brought together with a bunch of fans that just love the history of our stories, our music. And James Arena brought that to light. Thank you, James Arena, for doing that. And thank you, James Washington, for bringing us all together. Because, I mean, you get to hear some power. You know, you get to see. And you got to see a show. We had great musicians behind us, you know, when we was doing the performances. We got to, sing some other songs from other artists. I sang Bad Girls by Donna Summers, which I loved, which everyone loves.
Yes.
You got Martha Wash sang Sylvester's song.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda Clifford singing Turn the Beat of Vicki Sue Robinson.
Yes, yes.
Which was a friend of mine. She was a very good friend of mine and T. Light.
Mm.
It was touchy moments of things we have to do, you know.
Right.
And I personally feel great, know that I'm growing even still.
Mm-hmm.
The older we get, you never stop growing in the business of learning different things, different styles, different techniques, different people, because everyone is individual.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it all. I enjoyed it all.
But I'm glad that Therese brought it up, because that answers a question that you asked me earlier today.
What? Picture. That's what you was. Yeah, you were stupid as hell.
Right.
And I was basically saying, okay, I even said to you, first of all, when you seen the fan, I went, girl, I got to have this fan.
Yep.
With the flashes, because I'm going through it. And then I was saying, I'm not getting down there with you. You be down there and we'll be all right, because I wanted to lean.
You know,
yeah.
That's right. You know,
that was
that's
a
right.
Great picture, and you got the best one.
I do.
I need it.
I'll send it to you. Also,
okay,
I think now I can't promise I can find this one quickly, but there's another one with you, with the ladies and Troy.
Okay.
So that one.
And I love that.
Yeah,
I love
it. Yeah, it's from the same night. It's a great one.
Speaking of Troy, of course, that's how we met.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
You contacted Troy. You was determined.
You know,
somebody find me.
It was crazy. Okay. It was crazy. And then, like, his name just kept popping up. Like, well, who the hell?
Uh-huh.
That was it. And I said, okay, let me just call the agency, because it was a talent agency. I said, let me just
that's right.
Call the agency and see if I could figure out. And I call and I said, yes, I'm trying to, Mr. Troy.
In like, that voice?
Yeah, I did. I tried because the silky smooth voice don't work with everybody, you know. The Bronx just don't work with everybody.
It just don't work with everybody.
And
but
he was like,
finding Troy.
Yeah, he said, this is Troy. I was like, you? I said, can I tell you just how I've been trying to find you? Your name is every damn where. Where have you been? I've been trying to find. He's like, well, who is this? I said, I'm your new best friend. That's who I am. We did make fast friends.
But you know how it began with us. I mean, his go way back too.
Yes.
I mean, it's almost literally, it'll be almost at least 43 years with Troy.
That's a blessing. That is
yes,
such
it's
a blessing.
Blessing. Because I had a manager, yes. People know, you know, some of the story. I don't get into it much, but yeah, it's a history of some bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you're young. You don't learn everything. You don't know everything. And it's so much that went on back in the day that, you know, I regret not knowing very much of the business at a teenage age, but then neither did my parents. We all didn't know everything. But you're being ripped off, put it like that, from people around you that you feel that is supporting you and helping you. So a lot of us was there. There was people there before me in this that was in the same situation. But mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed to just point that out anymore, because I don't want to see anyone else go through it.
Right.
Here I am, this length of time, still holding my heart in my hand, I'll put it like that, because I respected and did everything I was supposed to do as a young teenager. And then to get hit with a blow like that, and then you're still trying to fight to get what you deserve with all the work you've done.
Right.
And still today, fighting that at the same time when I found Troy, Troy ended up being an agency. It was T-Best Talent Agency. We're the same age. And it was my first, I got my first gay audiences from Troy. They was the ones that made change. You know what I'm saying? So I'm working. I knew I was going to be, I was working everywhere, all over the place. But it took years for me and Troy to really, you know, of course I couldn't just stay there. You got to move around. They considered me pop, R&B, disco, dance, everything. So if I have all of those, you know, if I'm versatile like that, I'm going to just go wherever it takes me, wherever my fans want me. I'm going to be there for them. They're the one that pays the way for us. So, you know, it's a vice versa thing. It just turns back around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it made me feel good. But to have Troy in my life as a manager now, I mean, I've had him in my manager for a while now.
Yeah.
We fight and bicker like we're husband and wife, actually. Like my husband and, you know, of course it's different, but yeah. That's my husband when it comes to, you know, with dealings and on the road and dealing with things. I'm getting ready to see him soon because we get ready to go on a little tour, hopefully.
Nice, nice.
God willing, things stay afloat for us to keep performing instead of being postponed. But it's a lot that we went through together. But this man went through thick and thin with my passings. He's like a he's a brother to me before a manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's a brother to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
A Bronstein is a brother. Yes, he is.
Yes.
My newest manager made sure that Evelyn and the rest of his artists, he has Robin S. and other groups, you know, other artists, dance artists that he mm-hmm. works with.
And Naya Day is watching now.
Naya, really?
Yeah, she says, Troy is the diva connection.
Yes, he
and
is.
I'm the one that named him the Prince of Queens.
Oh, you did that.
That was me. Yes. Okay. And
he is the Prince of Queens.
He is the, and that's because of how well he treats all
yes.
of you amazing artists, the women that sang the soundtrack of my life.
All of that, yeah. But he takes care of us as though we're his
exactly
sisters and daughters. In other words, he yes. has both protections in hand because he has to.
Mm.
You know, you need someone that's really going to protect you. Now, my parents are no longer here, you know, but if they were here, they would be in his shoes right now, where they would be the ones still traveling, doing what they got to do to take care of their daughter. That's just the way he is, you know, mm-hmm. and I love him, pray for him all the time, you know, not just because we got to get out there and make that money and do what we got to do, but there's more to it. It's embedded in here because he cared for me and I cared enough for him to take on what we have to tackle out there together.
Yeah.
And I thank him every day because he's been through there, like I said, from bereavement. And every time someone passed in my home, Troy made sure I was right there to take care of things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's a hard thing to say, and knowing that he's not your immediate family, but you know that he's family.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it means a lot. So I respect him and appreciate him every day for that.
He's wonderful. I love him to pieces, you know. Anaya says, yes, Troy is indeed the man. He's
yes.
not only our agent / manager, he's
that's
like
right.
a brother. He surely looks out.
That's right.
And
we want to kick him in the butt, right?
Exactly.
And I know.
Yeah. But I also want to tell you this. I want to say thank you for sharing that story once upon a time when y'all was in the when he had the vodka, the wrong kind of vodka.
Oh my God! Yeah. You want to share it again? Because I don't mind.
Yeah. Well, you know,
he won't mind.
He won't
he
mind.
He loves his vodka. You can't mess with it with his vodka.
You know.
But, Lord, don't give someone vodka when it's okay. If it's not right for you, and you could tell that someone's turning almost literally purple. Okay. He was pink as a dog. I was like, Troy. Me and my husband, we were backstage, and Troy got to have his vodka. We don't mind having the wine, you know. But Troy wants to have the vodka. But it must have been some bad vodka. It wasn't for him, mm-hmm. you know. I went, Troy, you're turning I'm not drunk. You're not drunk, Troy, but you're turning pink. Like, completely pink. I know your color, Troy. You know, I'm telling him this. I know your color. Something's not right. Freddie was laughing. I mean, just hysterically laughing at him, going, hey, man, really? Hey, man, you like, you changing right before I. He said, oh, you know what? I think this is some cheap vodka. I went, yeah, I think you'll learn from it. Make sure you know. Oh, it's plenty of stories we could share with each other about, oh, my God.
I
both
know.
Of them. Because we have good time. We have
yeah,
a good time.
We're going to have to
talk for each other.
I know that Troy now has his own show.
Yes.
Aptly named Prince of Queens.
Prince of Queens.
I don't know where he got that name. But anyway.
I know.
I think
Thursday
it'd be
night. Wasn't it Thursday night?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Prince of Queens.
It would be so
Queen.
Cool to have both of you on because you two are
I know.
Scream. You're a scream.
By the way, where is he?
You know.
I don't know. He's either home or on some cruise. I think he went to the cruise and then he said he'd be back because we gotta travel Friday.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday, so he better be back.
Yeah, right.
So Troy, what, you hear me, Troy?
Troy, you watching this and being coy, Troy?
Yeah, but
so let's get to some of the questions that some of the people are putting here. And
now y'all be nice out there. I know.
Oh, they love you.
Things.
Everybody loves you. We don't play that.
Things,
we don't have that
business.
Oh no, we don't have that in the basement. We don't.
Okay, well, sometimes they just run it from the basement and just do whatever.
But wait, you know, I'm sorry. I'm gonna do this in a second. But flashback to I think the first time on the podcast, and your biggest fan, Eric, called in. I didn't know what was going
Eric
on.
Eric coming? Is he there?
I don't think so.
He said he was coming on. He told me. He told us. Yeah, he said I'm gonna be on.
Really?
Wherever I am, he's wherever his artists are.
No, I didn't understand then. But
Eric Cummings and Richard Cook, those two are like the biggest fans on there.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
They fight over me.
Yeah,
it's like
I
come on, y'all. He'll bring out his hat. Eric will bring out his hat with the gold record, and what's the name of just you know got to pop in saying something. I love them both.
I know. I'll post up the phone numbers so that people can call in. Sometimes Eric might do that. So the first question is, how did Evelyn feel about Janae's remake of Shame?
Ah, good question. First heard it on the Lowdown Dirty Shame.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When I first heard it, first of all, I heard them first, and then somebody said, "Oh, then we heard you." I didn't know. Until I had to, you know, wait till I seen the movie. And I found out and I went, oh, that's pretty cool. It was just laid back. Mm-hmm. But I was very flattered because I was going, okay, somebody put out something more laid back with some kind of, you know, laid back flow. I thought it was flattering. I was very happy to hear it.
Someone says that when they first heard you singing Shame, they thought it was two tons of fun. I just wanted to throw that
in.
Two grown women.
That means power.
Yes.
I love it.
Power. Absolutely.
That's nothing but power.
Martha? Are you kidding?
Martha Watt? Uh-huh. What was it? Isaura? What was her name?
Yes.
The top.
Yes.
The top.
Yes.
No one could touch them either.
You know that's right.
14
no
years old.
When they came out.
Mm-mm. Nothing like
I know, you're still unbelieved by that, aren't you?
I'm still a space because when I found out, I've been in music like since I could hear. It exploded. And it's like to learn that it was I was like, what? No, somebody's making a mistake.
I don't know if it's right. I don't know if it's right. According to T-Life, I don't know if it's right was released before Shame. Just so you know.
Hmm.
Was it released before Shame?
That's what he said.
Mm. Oh.
Now y'all want to get the skinny on real talk on the you know about Evelyn's career. I mean you got T-Life to talk to because I respect him and we still talk. We're still buddies. You know we have no bad blood because of what we all went through because we both went through some you know hell back then.
Mm-hmm.
Him, John Fitch, a lot of the people, Sam Peake, you know, Mr. Saxophone without his sax.
Oh, man.
You hear that? You know, the
yeah.
Film itself, amazing. But John Fitch, Ruben Cross, and T-Life. I mean, just it's so many people that was involved with my career back in the day. You know, I just praise them all and thank them all because without music, real musicians.
In the
studio with these instruments and doing all this stuff. You had Instant Funk was my first band.
Mm.
To go on tour with.
Mm.
And then you had Trussell from Virginia. So, I mean, come on. I got my mind made up. Come on.
Yeah, you know.
Very, very proud of all that.
Do you still play congas on stage?
Yes, I do.
See that?
I drop it like it's hot. First, I sing, give him a little, you know, I go, y'all ready to see me get down? My husband laughs at that all the time because he was like, where'd that come from, you know? But it's even Troy. Him and Troy they got me down to where they're actually imitating me on the stage while I'm performing. They're on the side imitating what I'm about to do.
See them imitate. You can dance your behind off.
I feel free on that stage. I feel free dancing. When I first began and we would go out, you know, do the meet and greets at clubs and sign autographs or say hello and, you know, just let them know that we appreciate them. And the DJs would say hello. And we tell the DJs we appreciate them playing our music and hanging out. Wherever there was a mirror, Evelyn was going to dance by herself. any club you take me to, if they playing some music I love to dance to, I would dance until they closed. I would just keep dancing. So it was just a habit. But my mom taught me the, you know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You do the shimmy.
My mom taught me the shimmy.
You be snaking.
So still
you still doing the giving them the belly, you know.
Yeah.
You still,
well, yeah. thanks a lot, Javon. Thank
you.
No,
I'm saying, like, you know, the
yeah,
snake.
But I do it, but it's not as cute as it used to be.
It's so cute. Are you kidding me?
No, because when I catch a cramp, there's nothing cute happening.
But can I tell you, I am.
Y'all don't know that, but you do now.
I am envious of your knee game. You have knees. You drop it and bounce back up. Girl, let me tell you, if I drop, that's it. It's over. Don't look.
You up, is that
that's it. Drag me. Don't try to pick me up because that's gonna hurt. Just drag me to the next destination.
I got all that from my mom. Mom had so much youth in her before she passed. So much energy. Very vibrant. Always loved to have a good time and laugh and smile. And when I remember, me, my sister, and my mom went out. We were all the same height. That was a good thing. Back then, yeah. All five five. And wow. Well, I dropped an inch. The older we get, you know, I didn't realize all this stuff going on. I'm still learning this stuff. I'm telling you, anybody got some notes, tell me what to do so I can get taller again besides the heels. But there's so much that my mom and dad would do to just, you know, that influenced me to just be the person that I am. That's it. That's basically where it all stems from. But I have idols, guys, and my idol with that performing on stage for you is Prince. Prince, of course, there was people before him, but I paid more attention to him the more I performed because you give your all. And sometimes people say, you know, you're giving too much. You're giving too much of your all. You got another show. I'm like, don't worry. I can handle it if it's good for me. I know what I'm doing. I'm good. My husband freaks out when I get up on the stage after, it could be months, after a whole 12 months or so that we just had this pandemic going on. I jumped up on stage. I have not been singing and have not been dancing. Just being a wife and a person that I am, taking care of, you know, my family, trying to talk to my family, make sure my brother's okay, you know, watching, trying to check out everybody on Zoom if we can, because that was our only choice. You know, couldn't fly nowhere. Wasn't doing anything. And when I got up on that stage, it freaked him out. I got up there, sang. He was like, oh, I didn't know you still had your voice. Ooh, where's it going to go? I didn't do nothing to it. The thing is, and you know, a lot of them, I need to school them. You don't have to do anything if it's comfortable for you not to do anything. If it works for you that way, fine. Everybody has their own techniques. Right. I don't have to follow that if it's not for me.
Right.
I don't drink tea. I like jasmine tea, jasmine green tea, but I don't have to sit up and drink tea. It dries me out.
Right.
It actually makes me hoarse.
Right.
Which is the opposite with the honey.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, it dries me out. Coffee. Here you go. Mama needs some coffee. That's me. I need my coffee every day, all day. I got to have me some water. I drink lots of water. Actually, I drink more water than I used to. And, you know, I'm diabetic. I have type 2 diabetes. I never even shared that with anyone. But I'm good. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm trying to take care of it and be healthy. And I'm trying to learn more. There's a lot to learn. It was, you know, my dad had diabetes and passed from it. And I have a brother that I'm praying for him to just hang in there. Kenneth, you know I love you. And if you're listening or watching, because he's always online, you know I love you. So we just need you here. We need you. So you got to fight, too. We can't do it all for you. You got to fight for yourself as well. So just know that. I'm praying. But, you know, and anyone out there dealing with it, there's a lot of things that we all deal with. But, yeah, I just know that, thank God, for the grace of God, he got me to get up on that stage and say, this is for you fans because you have made her who she is today. So that's my way of thanking him because Prince taught me to get up there with them heels. But I've always worn heels, you know, before he even thought about them probably.
We have a caller. 8773 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Brother Abdul Muhammad. I'm calling from New York City in the Bronx.
Hey.
All right. Boogie down.
What's
up, Bronx?
Is this Javon?
Yes, this is Javon.
Javon, Miss King, I love your music and everything, but I really have to ask Javon a question.
Oh, Lord.
Javon, are you from Classen Point?
Yes.
We grew up together.
Did we now?
Yes, we did. I'm going to prove it to you. You remember Caesar?
Absolutely.
This is me?
Oh my goodness. It's nice to hear your voice, Caesar. You see what happens, Evelyn, when you come through the show?
That's so special.
You bring out everybody. You bring out
the
Bronx.
Special, that's very special.
That is special.
Yes, you are. Yes. You know my name is Abdul Muhammad. Now, you know I named my daughter after you?
You named your daughter after me?
Yes, I did.
Am I the mother?
Wow.
am I the mother?
No.
Or am I the daddy?
No, we didn't get that there.
I don't got no little ones out there now. Do I?
No. We used to walk to 107 together.
Oh my God, 107.
Don't you remember I used to come
who
pick you up?
Don't know that's not elementary school. You don't think I'm the mother? I'm just teasing you, honey.
No.
Thank
now,
you,
you
for that. That's an honor, Caesar. And I do remember you. We were friends. I don't remember walking to 107, but I believe you if you say it. We public.
No, we walked to 107 and Stevenson.
Yes, I did go to Stevenson. Aww. That's true. Stevenson that's so High School.
Cool. That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for calling, man. Hit me up on
loving my music.
Absolutely. Hit me up on Facebook or something like that.
Okay.
And I'll friend you.
Question.
Okay?
Could I gotta let you get yes. Question.
Yes,
did question. You see my whole phone number show up?
No. Oh yes. Yes.
Just call that is my personal cell.
Okay.
Just call me and Miss King. I love your music. I got all your classics. I sell old school music too. Of course, I'm going to give
you
your
so
cup.
Much.
Yes.
Thank
why
you.
Should I be ashamed?
Don't be ashamed.
Thank you,
Susan.
Yeah, Javon.
Nice yes.
Oh, yeah. I had met your brother.
You met my brother?
Yes. Yeah. That's how I got. That's how I found out about your show.
Oh, okay, cool. He's doing an advertisement. That's what's up. Do it, Larry.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you,
he recognized me immediately.
Oh, well, that's
good.
I
love you, Miss.
I hit you up later, bro. I'll definitely call you. If you're still watching, much love. That was dope. Nice.
That was special, though.
And he named his daughter Silky.
I know.
Nice. That's beautiful.
The mother, though.
She has to say hello. She's just so.
What's her name?
Mommy, I just fed her before, after I woke up. Say hi, Foxy.
So what is she?
Hello.
Foxy.
A Maltese, full-bred Maltese.
Okay.
She's a miniature. She's very spoiled, and this is our only child.
Oh.
She acts like a human. She doesn't. My husband tells everyone she acts just like my wife. And
what's her name?
Claws like my wife and everything.
Oh, all right.
Foxy. Her name is Foxy.
Oh, Foxy, yes. Okay.
Foxy Fox.
Foxy Fox.
Yeah.
Hey,
Foxy. Cutie pie.
Thank you. Now, that's enough. Mommy has to work, okay? You be a good girl, you see? Say bye-bye.
Bye, Foxy.
Bye, Foxy.
Okay.
Melvin Browning wants to know what it was like working with the legendary Kashif.
Oh, wow. Well, actually, it was very different than a lot. Everybody, like, is individual. It was different because he was so into, playing the keys and making the sounds. And so you only got to really know him of that. You know what I mean? of his musicianship, you know, was where it was with us. I got to know him when he called me in. Well, no, the record company called me in at the time and let me know that we have these guys. This is a team effort here, Evelyn, and we have these two guys, which is Paul Lawrence Jr.
Oh, what?
Paul Lawrence Jr. the third, I think it says, yes. And him and Kashif just had these songs, you know, Betcha, Get Loose, I'm in Love, Love Comes Down, To Love, just a bunch of songs that, you know, A&R presented to me through them. And it was just amazing because when you walked in the studio, it was just all you saw was, you know, somebody hitting on the keys. Just doing bobbing heads and, you know, jamming to some serious music, which is end up being the songs that I had to record. But that's the way we end up encountering, meeting each other.
Mm.
But Kashif was always very, very strict about, you know, the vocal sounds or, you know, picking out things and being very persistent of, I want to make sure it goes right here. He was one of those kind of guys. And sometimes you don't have a lot of those producers like that, songwriters and producers. Some of them just want you to just go in there and do, you know, but he was very particular about everything that he wanted done. And I appreciated that because I was like, as long as you know what you want, but don't worry, I'm a singer. I've already been in the game enough to know what I need to do. That's the way we would chit chat with each other. Don't worry, I got you. We're gonna have a hit. So let's just do it. But it was fun working with him because he wanted in Evelyn the sound, you know, the youngster in Evelyn, the voice of that being more young and youthful, because it was around that time for a change in what I was already doing. Like you were saying, you know, it was a shock hearing my voice at 14 and 15 that way, but here, it just made me go backwards. Vocal-wise, I went backwards, but it was right on time because it was what was happening at the time. It was relevant at that time.
Right.
And it was at the right time.
It's still relevant right now.
It's still relevant right now. Everything really that I had has kept me afloat. You know, without any of the songs from the beginning to now, it's keeping me afloat. I have not been back in the studio since 2015 with my brother, Johnny King. Say hi, Johnny. Y'all got to make
hey,
sure.
Hey, Johnny.
I'm going to make sure you talk with Johnny because he's like Prince.
I follow Johnny also. So, you know, I'm all up in
Johnny
space
King got it going on because I had my last song was a dance song. I shouldn't say last song because it's not over. I'm not done. I'm not done. It's just that I've just been traveling and trying to focus on me. You know, I mean, sometimes we got to focus to make sure that we can keep on going.
Not sometimes. That is the theme
all the time.
Of
right. Exactly. Main focus. Should be main focus.
Yes.
But, I mean, Dance All Night is the song. I hope y'all listen to it because it's serious.
Yes.
I still love it. But it's not required. They don't want to hear that. Yeah, I love y'all fans, but y'all want to hear everything old, nothing new, and then you complain going, well, why didn't you put out something new? I'm like, well, yeah,
everything classic.
Classic. Classic.
Because
no, they don't say that. They come backstage and they go, I'll go. I even go, should I go ahead and do one of my, I want to do one of my newer songs, just like Open Book and all the other stuff. Open Book, the ballad.
Yes, yes.
That and other songs that I had out before Dance All Night. And they'll just go, no, we just need you to do Shame, Betcha, I'm in Love, Love. I said, excuse me, I have more hits than that. You know, I can go mad. But you have to be honest with them and let them know. You know, you have to let your fans know. I have more songs than that.
Exactly.
So you want them to pay attention to the other songs, but then they go, but this is the one we want to hear. This is what we grew up on. Well, what about the other kids coming after you?
How about that? So we have
to school them. That's it. Got to school them.
We have one more caller. I'm going to take it. Caller, you're going to have to be very brief because we have to play a game with Miss Evelyn Champagne King, and then we have to let her go because she got things to do.
I just want to take my husband out to dinner.
I know.
We're going to
let you go in a few minutes, but 4306 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Eric Cummings from Oakland, California.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Evan.
Yes, but Eric, Evan, wait, Freddie. Before you start, Eric, before you start, you've got to be brief this time. You got to be very brief, okay? You only got two minutes. Go.
Evan, I love you and Freddie. Thank you for this music for all my life. I just turned 53 2 weeks ago, August 2nd, and I brought in my birthday with you, my last birthday. But let me tell you something. Watch your distance, shake down. Come on, don't break down. I love you and Freddie. Happy I can't wait birthday. To see you guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eric. Happy birthday to you.
I love you guys. I can't wait till y'all come back to the barrier. And have a good time in London.
God bless you.
Okay.
Stay safe.
I'm going to keep on listening. Tell Freddie I said hi. I love your CD.
I will.
Love you.
I'm
going to
listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our producer, Ulysses Pop Carter, Freddie Jackson just texted him, and he is watching and sending his love to you also.
Oh, hi, Freddie. Thank you so much, Freddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
God bless you, and please stay safe out there. I'll see you on the road.
Yes.
That was so nice. I love
you. Hi, Freddie D. Jackson.
Freddie the Jackson.
Yes.
Freddie D. Jackson.
Jack, that's our show joke with Freddie. It's hilarious.
Freddie B. Jackson.
Yeah, Freddie B. Jackson. Yeah. So now it's time for us to play a game called Rapid Fire. Therese, please tell Evelyn how it goes.
Okie dokie. Rapid Fire is our game. It's a word association game. And the way it works is that we will both take turns with saying a word, and you say what immediately comes to mind. So there's no thinking. It's like whatever that provokes. There's no wrong answer. And
okay.
It's just to give people a peek behind the veil of Evelyn Champagne King.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And my word is, first word, queen.
My mom. Mom.
Disco.
Disco. 1977.
Hey, babe. Good year. Love.
Family.
Community.
Bronx.
Yes. Music.
Soul.
Performance.
Performance. I'm going to say Prince.
Self-care.
Self-care. You.
And my last one will be life.
God.
Yeah. Hey, Javon, you're up next.
Okay. Dancing.
Evelyn.
Singing.
Evelyn.
Church.
Church?
Mm-hmm.
Church. Spiritual.
Party. Tears.
Child.
Emotion. I'm sorry, say that again?
Boss.
Siblings.
Love.
Money.
Gone.
Michael Jackson.
One word?
Mm-hmm.
One word?
Just one.
Amazing.
Thank you so very much.
Oh,
and
man.
So there's going to be, thank you so much. There's going to be another, you hear that announcement, that lady saying 60 seconds and 90 seconds. We're going to let her run. And then once she finishes announcing.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. once she finishes announcing moments in time, we're going to ask you for two drops.
Okay.
And then basically we'll be done.
Like, but, I'm Evelyn Chandon King, you know, I know.
Yeah, okay. So then you can take your handsome husband to dinner.
He might be asleep. You kidding? We're going to be sitting there like,
all right. I ain't going nowhere. Right?
Oh, no.
Okay, so
we got to do this some more. I like this.
Awesome. This is what I'm saying, Evelyn.
Yeah, it is fun. It's just that I was like, what? I even asked her. I said, Therese, ask her. I said, Javon, what are we going to be talking about? She said, whatever you want to talk. I said, really? So you want me to come on at what time? I'm like,
and chit-chat? I ain't coming just to chit-chat with you.
Yeah, I said, I'm just going to chit-chat.
Right? We chit-chat on the phone. You get dressed up to chit-chat.
But no, I don't mind this because I still got to, you know, keep up with everybody, and everybody got to keep up with us because we're all we got.
And we love to see you. We need to see you, and we have a need to know that you're okay in the world.
I'm okay. Thank God. I thank God every day. I wake up. We all waking up, those of us that can.
Yeah.
You know, we got so much going on, you guys, and it's so horrifically terrible that it's scary. I get stressed as though I'm taking on all the stuff. You know, that's the bad thing. I really need to stop doing in order for me to take care of me because stress is not a good thing.
No.
It doesn't help anything. It doesn't get us anywhere.
Right.
But I need this in order to bring, you know, my happy joy back again. So
yes.
I appreciate it.
Oh, nice.
I appreciate it. With all my fans, I love you. And don't worry, I'll be ready to drop it like it's hot again. It's coming soon because it's what, Saturday? I can't wait.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
That's what's up.
I cannot. Wait, it's cool, good. Sing and drop it like it's hot.
Where are you going to be? Tell folks where you're going to be on time.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I got a serious, what I was doing earlier, I got a serious calendar. I know y'all can't see that, right? You can't
see that. We can see it, sort of. Yeah. Wow.
That's all the way to 22.
Nice.
All the way to 22. So I know right now, well, one of my shows was postponed already. I'm going to Denver. I'm about to go to Denver. And then I'm going to Anniston, Alabama. And then I'll be in Ontario, California, Orange County, Phoenix, Boston, Portugal, Palm Springs, Hard Rock Cafe, Atlantic City. So if I'm in Atlantic City, y'all should take a trip. Just come hang.
You know what?
All right.
When you come to Atlantic City, please.
I'll let y'all know.
Let me know. And, you know, I'm there.
All right.
And I'm a drag Resi Poo with me if she's
available. Everyone out there in a city or state or country near you, I'll be there.
That's what's up.
God willing.
That's what's up. So,
yes.
The drop is, hi, this is Evelyn Champagne King, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. That's the first drop.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Thank you. You know what's so funny?
Does it better. I know.
Only the real singers call me Javon. That's it.
Oh, it's Javon.
But you know what? That's okay.
Her wife calls
me Javon also. I don't know. She doesn't do it anymore, but she used to.
And your wife is amazing. Please tell her that.
Thank you.
Telling you. You talk about putting someone under the table.
I'm surprised she didn't pop in, but she.
Oh my God! What an amazing singer!
Absolutely, but who don't love Monifa?
Huh.
That's how that goes.
You better ask somebody.
Better ask, right? How about that?
Well, like they say, Google me.
When I first heard that, y'all, I thought it was hilarious. I said, okay, I'm gonna ask people to Google me. It's a comedic thing to them now when I say it, because I go, why don't you just Google me? They go, oh, when I first pop up saying Evelyn, your name pops up all over the thing.
You know, you can't even Google Evelyn without Evelyn Champagne King.
It's only one Evelyn Champagne King, baby.
That's right.
That's why I had to tell them earlier when we spoke earlier, and I said, who's this? Because I was in the middle of 50,000 things. You said, Evelyn. I was like, Evelyn who? Like, oh, there's another one.
You guys are terrible.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
In a good way.
What's new since you came on the show or anything like that is that we have a 24-hour radio station. WJBR Internet Radio is an internet radio station that's on 24 hours. It has it's licensed through ASCAP, BMI, SOCAN, and Canada.
So how can I pop on if someone else is on? Just let me know how I can pop on if I want to say something.
You popping on now, really, to be honest. You're popped on. You're popping. You're on and popping.
I'm on and popping.
You're
okay.
On and popping.
Well,
and
at least I know how to get on here now. This
exactly.
Is
and you know what? You can, if you ever find out, because a lot of times, you know, when I tweet out stuff, I'll tweet it to you. You know that, right?
Well, okay, of yes.
So if there's ever anybody coming on that you want to, like, surprise them or something like that, let me know and we'll figure that out. You know, or
okay.
If you just want
to bring some people to you, because there's some people you need to see. Like I said, you got to talk to T-Life.
Yes.
Troy back on. If y'all have questions about certain things, because sometimes if I don't remember certain things that was going on at the time where they were doing the business end of it,
uh-huh.
You want to talk to them to ask that question.
Yes.
You know, so.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody just said, create your own champagne. You ever thought of Evelyn Champagne?
No, I don't want to do none of that.
That'd be so.
I don't want to get into the champagne thing. What I want to do is like some lingerie kind of thing for women.
Ooh.
And I love fans. Shaka got that going on also. There's a lot of people, but we all need a fan, Shaka. I understand. but I need to have me a fan out too that I can make something off of. So I'm going to try and get me a fan that probably where it, you know. It's where something with, I don't want to do it so I can patent it, so I'm not going to show you right now. But there are certain little things that I want to come up with on my own just to signify who I am, you know?
Absolutely.
Do you have Atlantic City dates yet?
Bubble bath.
Atlantic City, yes. The Atlantic City date is Hard Rock, November 26th.
Ooh, that's near my birthday. That's near my birthday. I might have to do that.
Road trip?
Yeah, road trip.
Road trip.
Yeah.
Road trip. Love
yep.
Boat.
Yep, yep.
Oh, like the movie. Girl trip. Y'all yep. Got trouble.
So, Miss Anayo Day, if you are going to Atlantic City, you know, what's up?
She's going?
She says she might have to slide through.
That would be nice. Let's just pray that all of these shows are still going on, y'all.
This is true.
Because it's getting stupid. It's getting true. Really stupid out here. God, please, people, just wear a mask. I mean, it's a mask. It's a mask. It's a piece of jewelry, like wearing something. Just for, you know, I understand. Everybody has their own, everybody's individual. I cannot get into, you know, the politics of it. I really don't want to because we should all know what we have to do. We want to be here and we want our family and other people to be here that's surrounding us. Let's do what we're supposed to do. That's really all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where, man?
Yeah, and if you want to see entertainment again, you know, because
exactly.
They might start calling it all off.
Yeah.
They get locked down again. And I'm also supposed to be in London, in the UK. I'm supposed to be in the UK. I mean, I love the UK.
Yeah.
I've got so many places. I want to go to Philly again. I want to go to New York again. I haven't played anywhere, if you notice, in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been forever, ever. But there's so much going on, but we got to get it right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got to do it together. We can't do it one singly,
right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Want
to get that second drop, Jay?
Yeah, let's get that second drop. But this one is not is for the radio station.
Okay.
And so the call letters are WJBR Internet Radio. WJBR Internet Radio.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King, and I'm hanging out on WJBR.
That was right.
JNBR?
No, that was right. You were right. WJBR. Yep.
Oh, that was right. Girl, that was a good one.
I know. You. It was good.
All right, action.
Take it off. Do the shimmy.
Give me let you flow. Action.
There you go.
Yeah, I had to shake it off.
Shake it off.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King, and I'm hanging out with WJBR Internet Radio. One more time. Hi, this is Evelyn Champagne King. And I'm hanging out on WJBR Internet Radio.
That is the bomb, girl.
Oh, you make my love come down.
Oh.
I love you guys.
We love you more, back. Man.
We got to do this some more. I like it.
Yes. You know,
I don't want people to get it wrong out there if they're looking or not. We're off.
they're still here.
Oh, you're still on. I don't want anyone to think that when I'm doing interviews that they're not the only one, because I have to do a lot of interviews. But I love doing this concept because, yes, you do get to see me again.
Yes.
I hope that I'm always up to par. I have to be up to par.
You're beautiful.
Sometimes y'all want me to get on at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hell to the no. I love you. But no. I had to say that because some of them want me to get up so early. And I'm going, look, I never miss an interview. That's number one. Never had. Okay, it might have been one. But I don't really miss interviews because I love this. And it's because of you that I'm doing what I'm doing. So I love this, guys, but y'all have to make sure that we are up, popping, and ready.
Yes.
To get on camera, because you know, girls, that y'all be out there talking about us. She ain't had no lipstick on. Her eyelash fell. One's leaning and eyebrows long. I checked things out twice. I even had to ask before I got on.
Yeah.
You know something
cool?
We had one of our loves on, and she was literally putting her lashes on while she was talking to us. It is just that kind of thing.
Yes.
Shout out to Aaron.
But let me
just want y'all talking about us in a negative. I'm talking about the fans. We love our fans, but they tell me things when I'm on stage. They let me know I had a hole in my stocking, and I just said, you know what? I'm going to keep on singing because it has nothing to do with my voice.
That's it. And just you know, for those who may wonder and say, oh, she asked Javon how her makeup was. Yeah, that's only for the experts. Like, that's for those who already look good. For those who already look good, you can ask me. All right. If you really like suspect, don't ask me. Go back and do some more and then come back, because I
figured, well, you would be more honest. I figured you would
be honest.
I was
very honest. You are beautiful.
Is something wrong with something? Let me know. Am I good? You was like, no, you're good.
Exactly.
Let me know if there's something missing or something. Yeah.
Aww. You're beautiful.
Okay.
Anyway.
Man, this was amazing. And Fun, you're right. She is such a good time.
Didn't I tell you, Rezzy, that you was going to love her?
Yes.
But I'm just being myself, guys, and I appreciate you guys being yourselves as well. And doing the interview and wanting to do it. It wasn't actually an interview. It was more like just having a good time together.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I appreciate that.
Evelyn, please tell your friends.
I will.
You know, just.
I will.
Oh, I'm going to. You know what I'm going to do?
You have to get. Remember, we were talking about something.
Yeah.
I have to say, Najee.
Yes.
And Penn is out. My husband is also touring with them. Freddie Fox.
Yes.
Najee, you have to get on the show.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm calling you out on here, so hopefully he can watch it. I'll let him know to ping it in, you know, and watch.
Exactly.
And Freddie Fox has to get on here as well.
Yes.
They have to talk about their hits out there, because you all are traveling. And big ups to the musicians and all of my musician friends out there. You know, do what you got to do. This is the platform.
I'm going to send you my wish list.
Yeah, do it. I mean, I don't mind telling people that I know, hey, just... You got to check out, get online, get on this, and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
I know you will. You're a good spirit. I love you so much. You have no idea. From day one.
Aww.
From day one.
Aww. This is a great time.
Well, I gotta do some more stuff, you know, getting some more things going. But I'm telling you, we got to get us together in order for us to stay out there.
Exactly.
So.
Well, thank you so much.
Pray for each other. I'm praying for you.
And we keep you in constant prayer. Okay? Everybody have a good rest of your week. Enjoy.
Yes.
I hope we helped you get over the hump.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Wear your damn mask.
Yes. Yes.
Wash your hands.
Wash them.
Yes.
And, you know, be good.
Yes.
Be kind.
Be kind to yourself and one another. Amen.
Right.
Amen. See y'all on Saturday.
That's right.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Evelyn. Mwah.
Bye.
Love.
Hate.
Men.
Women.
Community.
People.
Music.
Me.
just say I'm retarded at the end. Go ahead.
Church.
Ugh. Yuck, ew. Go ahead.
Sex.
Memories.
Javon, you up.
All right. Lyrics.
Oh, work.
Musical.
Genius.
Billie Holiday.
My mama.
Money.
Girlfriend.
Personality.
Ugh. People don't have it.
But we try. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Mickey Howard, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Mesa, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
Leon with some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Siobhan. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, cause she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All I want is, though, Jay.
I'll send y'all some cologne.
I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.